السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللہم الہمنا مراشد امورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Friday is an important day in the life of a Muslim. When we males come to the masjid, we enter the masjid with the right foot and we recite the dua, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open for us the doors of your mercy. The ulama say the good action done in the house of Allah will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are fortunate to come early to the masjid while the azan is going on, reply to the azan, repeat the words of the azan, and we recite the dua after azan. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Whoever recites the dua after azan, we hope in the mercy of Allah to get the intercession, the sifarish of Rasulullah SAW on the day of Qiyamah, and to get water from the well of Kawthar with the blessed hand of Rasulullah SAW on the day of Qiyamah. So try to be early in the masjid. I've recited an ayat of the Quran from Para 4 Sara, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185. Let us do the English translation first, then we'll do the little explanation. Every soul shall taste death, and the fact of the matter is that you will be given your rewards in full on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever sincere good actions we did, Farz Salah, Sunnah, Nawafil Salah, Quran Tilawat, sacrificing for Deen, Allah will give us the full reward inshaAllah, provided it's done with sincerity of intention. And whoever is saved from the fire of Jahannam, hellfire, and made to enter into Jannah, paradise, that is the true success. That is the true successful people. The life of this world is but an object of deceit. When the word taste is used, either a good taste or a bad taste, the famous English saying, one man's food is another man's poison. We eat halal, permissible food. Ya ayya rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. We eat permissible halal foods. And when we are fasting the month of Ramzan for Sari, and then the whole day we fasted at iftar time, we look a cold glass of water, some dates, zamzam, a juice, milkshake, we enjoy. And we don't eat the haram food what the non-Muslims eat. Similarly, whichever Muslim obeys the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We hope in the mercy of Allah to get a respectable death on Iman. Another place of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah Ta'ala says, that soul who made an effort to protect yourself from haram, from sins, in para 13, the first verse, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّهِ. Man can by nature, the nafs and shaitan takes us towards haram, take us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those that fought the nafs and shaitan, recite أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and link them to good friends, good company, good environment, and did many good actions, then, see, that's a nafs mutma'inna. That soul who are regular with the daily five for a salam, and males for 40 days we read our salatu jama'ah, Allah will make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. And besides reading our for a salah, read sunnah and nawafil salah also, and we recited the Quran. And our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best amongst us are those that learn and teaches the Quran. Appreciate our respected ulama kiram that teach in the afternoon maktab madrasas, that teach the Islamic subjects in the Islamic school. Islamic school is because of the Islamic subjects, my brothers. And we must show importance to the Quran lessons, to the hifz, the surahs that we learn by heart, Islamic history, Islamic fiqh. From a young age, our children must learn the correct method of wuzu, correct method of reciting the Quran with tajweed, and the basic Islamic education, what is halal, what is haram. And may Allah inculcate the taqwa and piety in me and all of us. فَلَا تُزَّكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَالَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't claim to be pious. Allah knows who is most pious. And Allah is waiting to give us Jannah, paradise. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whoever has taqwa and do good actions, Allah will not make your efforts go to waste. You be fajr time, you are sleeping, it's difficult to get up. But sabr ala ta'ah, you're making sabr to carry out the command of Allah. And sabr ala al-ma'asiyah, you're tempted to do something haram. You said, A'uzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, amantu billahi wa rusuli. And avoid going to venues and places of haram. We go to the marketplaces for our necessities. We recite Fat Kalima, recite Astaghfirullah, control our gazes, and be mindful of our Faras Salah. And the moment we finish our work, we return back to our homes or to the masjid. Allah make it easy. And in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسِ. Whoever is protected from the fire of Jahannam and made to enter into Jannah, that is the true success. In this world, we need some money. We earn our halal rozi. When we leave the masjid with the left foot, we read, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. O Allah, we ask you of your bounty. The ulama say, part of the bounty is we are asking for halal sustenance, where we need to pay for our electricity, water, school fees, madrasa fees, medical expenses, our basic food items we need to buy for breakfast, lunch and supper, etc. So may Allah give us all halal barakat wali rozi. But the object of our life is not to become a multi-millionaire or a billionaire. Allah Ta'ala made the poor man's stomach and the rich man's stomach the same size. Sometimes maybe a multi-millionaire doesn't mean you can afford 10 chickens per meal, you'll be able to eat 10 chickens. Or you can afford to slaughter a cow every day, and you can eat one ox or one whole leg of steak. Can't happen. the place of enjoyment is Jannah, paradise, where there's no sickness. There's everlasting enjoyment. We don't need to go to the toilet. We need a reliable vehicle to travel with. But we don't buy a very expensive, lavish, luxury car with the intention of showing off. Allah don't like pride. During the golden era of Rasulullah, the mode of transport were animals. And red camels was famous that only rich could afford. Nabi Sallallahu meant something to this, that the red camels creates pride in the person that rides it. So today also sometimes those that drive the very expensive cars, pride can come into us that I am better than the next person because of wealth. Allah Ta'ala does not like that pride. And we remember that أَقْصِرُوا zikra حَازِمَ اللَّزَّاتِ يعني الموت. What will cut our pleasures is remembrance of death. What if I die? If you go for a drag race and met an accident and you die, our happiness and sadness must be in the good action that we do from morning to evening. The ulama in the khanka, they say, make muraqaba and muhasaba. From the morning to the evening, they read my faraz salah. Made with jama'ah or not? How much Quran Sharif did I recite today? How much zikrullah did I recite today? How much salawat and durood on Rasulullah I recited? How much astaghfirullah? And sleep is the sister of death. Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. We recite the dua. And when we get up, alhamdulillah allazi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. So make niyyah that we read all our salatu jama'ah, and Allah make us such to do many, many good actions that will be pleasing to Allah, pleasing to Rasulullah, and we get the respectful death on iman. Ya ayyatun nafsul mutma'inna irji ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Return to Allah subhanahu in the condition that Allah is happy with you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy with you. Go into Jannah and go in the company of pious servants. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he had love in this world. If we love the ulama, the pious personalities that remind us of Allah and Akhirat, Allah will make us amongst them. We don't follow the famous professional sports players. We don't follow the film stars. We don't follow those musicians, etc., who do haram and take people towards Jahannam. May Allah protect us from all types of sins, and may Allah guide us on the right path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And we are living in this world. Life in this world is very, very short. And our life is between sabr and shukr. We face good favorable conditions. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. If Allah tests us in health, wealth, and some difficulty came, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. We belong to Allah, return back to Allah. Allah majurni fi musibati wa khlufni khairan min. Oh Allah, reward me in this difficulty, what I'm going through, and compensate me with somebody, or with something better. If somebody lost his job or employment, or lost his shop, look for another job, look for another employment. Somebody fell sick, it's sunnah to take medication. They leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody lost a marital partner, somebody's husband passed away, somebody's wife passed away. According to the age of the couple, the age of the individual, make dua, Allah ta'ala give them a compatible partner again if they are young. But sometimes Allah ta'ala want to put us through some difficulty in this world to give us high rewards in the Akhirat. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah SAW, I will recite. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal abd iza sabaqat lahu min Allah manzilatun falam yablughha bi'amalihi ibtalahu Allah fi jasadihi aw fi malihi aw fi waladihi summa sabbarahu ala zalik حتى يبلغه المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله عز وجل. Mentioning famous hadith kitab Abu Dawud Sharif, hadith number 3090. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, Allah wants to give a higher rank in Jannah to somebody, but he's not doing so many good actions. Maybe he's doing his faraz, abstaining from sin. When it's come to our faraiz, there's no compromise. We have to read our faraz salah on its prescribed time. We have to fast in the month of Ramzan, though there are 15 years and over and healthy and normal. If Allah gave us the means to go for Hajj and visas are granted, we have to go for Hajj once in a lifetime. Allah has given us wealth. We have to discharge our 2.5% zakat once in a lunar month, once. Once a year we have to give it. There's no compromise. But the extra optional prayers that we're supposed to do, the extra Quran tilawat, etc., due to laziness or some health issues, we are not doing those extra actions. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned that he puts the banda through some test and some difficulty, either loss of health, get sick a little bit, or loss of wealth, or some other difficulty came to his way, and he makes sabr. And because of that sabr, Allah give them the high ranks in Jannatul Firdaus. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Time is up. Just 1 minute is left. I will request everybody who have children, send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasas, my brothers. And when they grow up also, and even in the holidays and weekends, we must choose the friends for our children, especially those that are living in flats or homes. We are surrounded by non-Muslims. We know we Muslims, we got a different way of life. Alcohol, drugs, immorality, prostitution. These are all major, major sins. May Allah protect us and protect our progenies to come till the day of Qiyamah. And al-akhilla wa yawmin ba'dhum li ba'din adun. Illa al-muttaqeen. On the day of Qiyamah, the best of friends will be enemies. But those friends that did good actions together, they will be going to Jannah. And on the day of Qiyamah, there were 7 categories of people that will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And one among the 7 are those 2 Muslims who met and separated only for the sake of Allah. They met to do some good action. 5 times a day we meet in the masjid, salatu jama'ah. They meet to do some charity work, to help the widows and the orphans and and those that are disabled, distributing food, hampers, water. There's great reward in that. And those that meet to remind one another of being regular with the salah, not only on a Friday Jummah, but males every day we come to the salah. And how Friday Jummah time the masjids are full, the same amount of musallis need to be in the masjid for Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. And